Carl Goodman.
Hey, Carl, this is Steve Wilson. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Steve? Hold on one moment, please.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Why? Where was it?
On the ground in front of the dumpster.
I just got one out of my hand. Sorry. Thank you. Okay. Here I am. Sorry about that. I just got into the office because we had appointments this morning.
No worries. Is this the right time? I hope I haven't disturbed
you. Sure. No. You're my first call of the day.
All right. So all I need is the team is trying to log into your GoDaddy account and just sending OTP.
To my GoDaddy account?
Yeah.
What do you need to get in?
I just need the OTP. So just give me one moment here. Let me ask the team to send the code.
Right. As soon as I get a text with a code, I'll tell it to you.
Sure.
Now, what is this for? What's the GoDaddy for? Is that for my web page?
Yep, it's for the website.
Oh, okay. I hope we can get it because the jcarlgoodman@gmail.com or jcarlgoodman.com was what the first website was set up, and then it went dark. So I hope we can establish it because that's the perfect address, you know, for a website for me.
Mm-hmm. You do have the hosting and the domain on your GoDaddy account, right?
I don't know. They set it up. I didn't. The previous publisher set it up.
All right. Just give me 1 minute here.
Sure. My website, my business website, which is theisacnetwork.com, nobody had ever turned to that, is a GoDaddy site. I know that. And I just looked in my book. My wife's website is a GoDaddy.
Just give me 1 minute here, Carl.
Sure, I'm putting you on speaker.
Sure.
That way I can look in my little book, too. See, the publisher who went dark set that up. They never updated it, even when I asked them, and then I couldn't get into it because they never told
me. All right, this is about the... A previous website you're talking about that you said you already have a website and you want to do some edits in the website.
Oh, I'd like to use your edits in the website, but the website address was jcarlgoodman.com.
Just give me a minute. I'm sorry, but I do not see anything. Name jcarlgoodman.com.
That means, you see, it went dark when the previous publisher went out of business, plus they had up for a year, which meant that they no longer did it. So I'd like to use jcarlgoodman.com to establish my author website. Let's just do that.
All right, got it. So the thing is, Carl, we have to check if this domain name is available. If it is available, we are going to use it. Otherwise, I'm going to share a few options with you for the domain name. Then you have to select.
Okay.
Okay?
Fair. That's fair. I can't ask for anything more.
Perfect. And I want to discuss one more thing, that what I got to know from Samantha and Dawn, that there are, you already have one website and you want to create one more author's website. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or
the web,
you just
the
want
website,
one single website?
No. The website that I gave you,
mm-hmm.
jcarlgoodman.com,
mm-hmm.
would be one for my author work.
All right.
But my other business, theisaacnetwork.com, like my formal email, what will happen is that I'm going to keep that as my business website, and then I'll put a banner on that website that says, while I'm interested in all the human resources and legal issues, I have transitioned and I'm now a fiction mystery author. Please find my author website at www.jcarlgoodman.com. And then eventually I'll close the original website that I've only had since 1994. So, okay?
So you have lost that website too?
No. I own and have www.theisaacnetwork.com.
All right.
I own it and will maintain it.
All right.
In other words, I want to keep it because there are, imagine.
I got it now.
ExxonMobil, Pfizer, AutoTrader.com, all those companies contact me by that means, and I want to be able to get back to them and tell them what I'm doing via that website.
All right, perfect. So do you have the access, the credentials of the Isaac Network website?
Hold on. Probably not. Why?
Because if you want to do the edits on that website, we do require the login details.
Oh, no. I do not want to do the edits on the Isaac Network.
All right. So all we have to do is we just need to create an author's website, and that's it, right?
That's it, unless you're also going to do a Facebook, but I could do that too, I suppose.
For the Facebook, you want to do the marketing or anything else on Facebook?
Well, I'm doing? I'm relying wholly on you, Steve. You see, as Don said, we're going to sell enough books
mm-hmm.
to earn you back at least the $20,000 you have invested.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That means we're going to sell probably 10,000 books. So I said, wow, how are you going to do that? And he said, oh, we'll set up book signings for you. We'll have you participate in this and that. We'll do an author website, which we will help you market and all that. So
mm-hmm.
I figured that's, we do need definitely an author website. And so I'd like you to do that. Now, the previous publisher set me up with a Facebook site, which has done nothing. There hasn't been one person respond to that Facebook. But I think part of that is we never put that Facebook in the book. You'll notice on the publication page, as I said, you got my email, I'm sure.
Yep, I got
and
you.
And on that publication page at the bottom, it had jcarlgoodman.com, and below that,
mm-hmm.
it had the Facebook, which is wrong. So, I mean, if we want to establish a Facebook and put it on there, then what will happen is more readers will go to the Facebook to give us comments. That's my thought.
All right. So, Carl, the thing is, as we don't no longer have the access of jcarlgoodman.com, that website, so first we
We
have
don't?
To, you're
so, so you're
that
saying that
previous publishers
that
have
domain,
to get that, right?
I'm sorry?
The previous publishers have created that website, right?
They did, but it's not, it doesn't show up at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing shows up.
So, yeah, it might be possible that they have, like, deleted the website or anything else. So what's the
right.
problem? We are not sure that we do have the, we do have this domain name available right now. So we have to look for it. And
okay.
if not, then we're going to share multiple options with you for the domain name. And once the domain name is finalized, then we are going to add that domain name on the book. Until then, we cannot publish the book.
You're correct. I understand completely.
Perfect. So, Carl, just do one thing. I have shared overall progress email with you. Have you checked it?
Just a minute. No, I just got in, so let me look while we're talking.
I have shared it 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago.
Yep.
Yes, I got that. And that's when I gave you the I filled out the questionnaire. Now, hold on. I got to put it under my publication and promotions.
I have shared it on 27th March, and it has all the details regarding all the books and for the website. And it has four different sample websites, website templates as well. So all I want you is go on those templates and then let me know which one you like the most. So we are going to start working on that for the author website. And then I'll ask the team to look for the domain name similar to J. Carl Goodman so we can use it for the website and for the book as well.
Steve Wilson, let's see. You sent the publisher publishing questionnaire on 3-2 or 3-20 something, but you said it was on 3-7, right?
3-7, yep.
Okay, I'm looking.
March.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I'll find it in a minute.
Sure.
Because I remember seeing it. So. The question is going through here and finding it. You know what? It might be under critical point.
No, no, no. The name of the email, the subject is overall progress. Can you please check your spam? It might be there.
I will. Hold on. I will be happy to do that. Nope, it's not there. I know I got it. I've got, but you see, I have personal files that are my email that is calendarized. Then I've got one for the dysfunctional family, one for out of the fog, one for critical point. In other words, a file where, and one for publishing and promotion. Which is where I put things related to that. So it's not there.
If it's not in there, then you just do one thing. Just search overall progress. So I believe you're going to see that email.
Okay. That's one. And I'll look for inbox. And I'm going by from. You see, if I sort my inbox received by from, and I look up the famous Steve Wilson alphabetically, I'll bet it's there because Steve Wilson is famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you famous for?
I'm sorry?
What are you famous for?
Like, I didn't get you.
Oh, I just thought you were famous, so I wondered what you were famous for.
well, I'm not famous.
Okay, now here I am. Edit. There's one. Steve Wilson, that's 217. Corrections, 1132. Ah! That's funny. I haven't found it. And I receive everything you say to me. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to search Wilson. I've got all the stuff under Steve Wilson, but I think I'll check Wilson just to see if something was categorized under that. And nope, it wasn't. So I'm going to go back to...
Let me share with you once again. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Here. All right. I have reshared it with you. Please see if you are able to find it.
I will in a second. I just have to hit send receive on my Outlook. Not yet. We'll do it once more. It takes a moment. And receive. There it is. Oh, the overall progress.
All right. You got it now?
I do have it.
All right, Carl. So let's just do one thing. Open up the four links that I shared with you for the website samples and go through the overall email, and I'll give you a call back in just 5 minutes. Okay?
Okay. See them. You've got home, home page, home, and home. Different templates.
Yeah, these are all with the same name, but these are different templates, different samples.
Got it. I will look at them. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll give you a call back in 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
That's great. Thank you, Steve.
Perfect, Carl. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.